This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Department of Homeland Security says it is moving to end a long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long immigrant children can be kept in detention. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The new Homeland Security rules would allow the government to hold families in detention much longer than 20 days. But Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan says the department does not intend to hold families for a long time.
We have the prior experience that shows we were able to average under 50 days. That is the intent for a fair but expeditious immigration proceeding.
But Clara Long of Human Rights Watch says the move could result in children being detained indefinitely.
Children who have been detained for long periods of time experience trauma, suicidal feelings, are exposed to dangerously inadequate medical care.
And she adds,
this is a move that would place the United States far outside of human rights norms.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Donald Trump says that he did not appreciate the way that Denmark rejected his idea of buying Greenland, so he canceled a visit to Copenhagen scheduled for early next month. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had called the idea absurd.
I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
And nasty and inappropriate.
You don't talk to the United States that way. At least unto me.
His tweet canceling next month's visit blindsided the Danish royal palace. Frederiksen says she's surprised and disappointed.
I had been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway.
And says the U.S. remains one of her nation's closest allies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, all three major indices finished the day in positive territory, with the Dow up almost 1%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.